Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Based on 2020 market values, predators place a financial burden of nearly $5 million on livestock producers annually in Kansas. K-State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discussed options to keep livestock safe. First and foremost, figure out what type of predator is wreaking havoc. Coyotes and domestic dogs that have gone feral are our main problems. Interestingly, the number of coyotes around isn't directly associated with the number of losses to an operation. In other words, there might be many coyotes around, but you may not be experiencing predation from them. And trying to lower coyote populations to prevent future predation isn't efficient. Most predators are attracted to dead livestock to scavenge. Move remains of deceased stock from birthing areas and where young animals are housed. Use proper disposal methods, such as composting or burial. Fences can go a long way in preventing predation. Dr. Ricketts suggests woven wire fences with 4-inch by 4-inch squares, or a well-designed electric fence. To achieve 100% exclusion, use a hot wire on top of a standard fence, or make one extra tall, to prevent critters from jumping over. Predators may also try to expose a fence's weakness by digging under it, which actually presents an opportunity to catch them. So, before plugging those holes, learn how to properly target and trap those coyotes. Our extension office can help you with resources. Night pen or secure livestock in a barn or other structure before dark hours. Knowing that canine predators hunt around sunrise, sunset, and through the nighttime, this can be incredibly effective, especially for sheep and goats. Guardian animals like llamas, donkeys, or dogs can be very useful depending on your operation. In case of predation by black-headed vultures, strategies obviously have to be altered. Due to their status as a migratory bird, non-lethal control strategies are the only option. Deterring them includes a combination of using pyrotechnics, noise-making devices, and hanging effigies near roosting sites. While non-lethal methods can efficiently use time and resources for producers, some scenarios call for lethal control, hunting, or trapping. Dr. Ricketts offers learning opportunities as part of his extension program and provides equipment to producers considering traps or snares. Livestock owners can contact an extension office to access this resource. Traps and snares work around the clock, making them a time-saving alternative to hunting. When suspected predation occurs, document with pictures before moving the prey. Capture images of posture and wounds. Look for tracks, scat, blood drops, or disturbed soil and vegetation, and the general scene where the event occurred. Any potential predator attack can be reported to Dr. Ricketts through the K-State Research and Extension offices. For more information on predator control, or to access the resources I've mentioned, call the Labette County Extension Office at 620-784-5337.